This audio is brought to you by Muslim Central. Please consider donating to help cover our running costs and future projects by visiting www.muslimcentral.com/donate.
أنزل فيه القرآن هدى للناس وبينات من الهدى والفرقان.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم، الحمد لله رب العالمين، والصلاة والسلام على سيدنا ونبينا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين. We come to the beginning of the 19th juz, and this 19th juz again continues with these people, and it opens up with, on the day of judgment, people are, you know, the zalimin, the people who are oppressors, they will bite their own hands because they never actually followed the way of Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And they make an argument, they say, well, why wasn't the Quran actually sent in one go? This is ayah number 32. Why wasn't it sent in one go? Allah says that He sent it to us gradually because He wanted to make our hearts become firm with this message. And then He mentions that these people, they will continue to make their excuses, you know, of making mockery of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, making the mockery of the Quran. There's no difference of what happened in the time of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam from what is happening right now. And the very signs, Allah says, those signs, if the people of today were to think, they would actually make belief and have belief in this Quran. For example, Allah says, look at the shadow, look at the sun, look at how I extend one thing, look at how I make the night, and look at how I make the day. And the perfection of what Allah has to do with these different stars in the sky to come in closeness, and the exact proximity so that it can create the exact type of, you know, light and the exact type of heat and so on. All of that, and the actual winds that Allah creates and so on. There's no way anyone can explain that it is not coming from a great creator. It's not just coincidence that all of this has come together and for us to live comfortably on this earth. And Allah then turns around to the very followers of this Quran, and He says, those that will embody the Quran will be the true whole, you know, true people representing the Quran. Who are they? Ayah number 63, Ibadur Rahman. So the one of the key things Allah says by saying this is that people out there might deny the Quran, but if they see you upholding the Quran, then they will look at you and they will want to follow the Quran, just like they did when they saw the Sahaba radiallahu anhu. So these people, who are they? They are people who are humbly, they walk on the earth, ayah 63. There are people in the night time, they are standing in front of Allah, they are making sujood and prostration in front of Allah. There are people who are spending their money in good moderation, ayah number 67. There are people who are not in bad social conduct of committing zina, committing adultery and so on, ayah number 69, or killing people. There are people who frequently turn to Allah with tawbah and with repentance, ayah number 70, 71. There are people who don't give false witnesses, ayah number 72. There are people who always are listening to the good of the Quran and trying to, you know, become people who are open-eyed and open-eared and taking the benefit from that. And there are people with good families, ayah number 74, and they seek the greatness of the akhirah. These are the ibadur rahman, these are the servants of Allah on the earth. Anyway, straight after this, Surah Shu'ara comes. And now Surah Shu'ara is going to show us the reasons why many different people and nations in the past, they actually denied. So it starts straight away with the people of Musa alayhi salatu salam. And Musa and Fir'aun, the story is mentioned, where Musa alayhi salam has a lengthy debate with Fir'aun, and he tells him, you know, about Allah's belief, and he denies. And when he does that, then the whole thing about them having a challenge of the magicians coming, that comes. But he still denies, and he tries to even go after the magicians who believe in the faith. And Allah Azza wa Jal says that the true reason why is because of power. The amount of power that Fir'aun had with his men, with his army, with his monies and so on, that's the reason why he actually went astray. Then we come to the next one, which is the story of Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam and his father and his nation. And this is mentioned from ayah number 69 of Surah Shu'ara. And what we find here again is that his people don't accept it. And he gives a reason why. Because these people wanted to follow the forefathers. And because there are certain people who are absolutely adamant on following whatever was before, like the culture or the society or whatever it demands, that becomes the reason why they actually go astray. Look in ayah number 97 and you will find that. Or around there. Then Allah mentions the people of Nuh alayhi salam. And what was different with the people of Nuh alayhi salam is that they were a people who started to you know, they had some kind of arrogance where they saw themselves, where they actually focused on the followers of Nuh, and they said, you know, these are lowly people. How can we actually follow a lowly people? And that was one of the reasons why they went astray. Then we come to the people of Hud alayhi salam. And because they had muscular power, so Fir'aun had financial power and he had the power of armies and so on, but these people had muscular power, and because of that, again, they went against the commands of Allah and they were destroyed finally. You will find that from ayah number 1, 2, 3 onwards. They only come to the people of Salih alayhi salam. And what was their problem? Their problem was that they were actually in a luxurious life. Because of luxury itself, they went astray. You look at ayah number 146, 147. It was the luxuries of life that led them astray. Then we come to the people of Lut alayhi salam. From ayah number 160, what was their problem? Their problem was shahwa. It was the internal carnal desires of man that made them go astray, and they couldn't control their desires. Then we come to the people of Shu'aib alayhi salam. What was their problem? Well, their problem was having, you know, business and trade and trying to make more and more money led them to become corrupt and start to cut each other off and rip each other in business and trade. And that was their problem. Money was the thing that blinded them. They were worshipping more or less money. And you will find the mention from ayah number 176 onwards. And in the end, Allah Azza wa Jal wraps the whole surah up by saying to us that we need to be of those people who look at the truth and try and take our family members with us towards the truth. Warn them as well, ayah number 214, 215. To take them towards the truth. And this revelation is the one that if we listen to the revelation, we'll come to the truth. But if we listen to other people's stories and their poetry and other things they make, one stark warning Allah gives, because this whole surah is actually Surah Shu'ara. It's a surah of the poets. And why Allah says that is because poets have become one of the reasons why in the life of Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, they deluded a lot of people. And today media is in the same equivalent with the poets, because they spread so much information and so many things that many people get mesmerized by that and they started to move away from the actual truth itself. Then we come to Surah Naml. Now Surah Naml is a beautiful surah to show us about the, you know, there's quite a few kings and queens that are mentioned in this surah. And one of the first, you know, kings that are mentioned is King Dawood, or King David, and King Solomon, or King Sulaiman, alayhi salatu wasalam. And their power that Allah gave them. But their power, though they had this great power, they were people who had shukr, and they were people who showed gratitude to Allah. So there's nothing wrong in having a kingdom or having power, as long as you show your shukr and gratitude. This is, you'll find it mentioned from ayah number 15 onwards of this surah. Then they come across a queen. This is the great king of this world, Sulaiman and Dawood. But this great king comes across the smallest queen of this earth, which is an ant. And they have this conversation in between, ayah number 18. And the whole surah is named Surah Naml. Why? Because even though you might have that great kingdom, there is a small ant that is also doing shukr and gratitude of Allah on the ground, and also has an army and is looking after its army on the ground. And when Sulaiman alayhi salam comes with his army about to tread them, she warns her comrades and tells them to go under. And what a beautiful thing where Sulaiman alayhi salam, he stops there, he thinks about it, and he turns to Allah, realizing how much Allah has given him. Because just as he's given that to the queen ant, he's given him a great power. And he turns around to Allah and he talks about, you know, where did all his power come from? He realizes that if it wasn't for the smaller insects on the earth, then the greatest powers on this earth would not actually survive. And the same way he turns to Allah and saying, if it wasn't for my parents, then I wouldn't be here today. Because from your parents we all come. And he turns to Allah and asks Allah that he can show true gratitude towards his parents. Then Allah Azza wa Jalla talks about another queen, that is Queen Sheba. And she's a queen that has got a great empire under Sulaiman alayhi salatu wasalam. But because Sulaiman alayhi salam doesn't know of her, he's only told through the hudhud or the hoopoe. And once he finds out, he tries and brings her and a whole nation under his power. Why? Because they are worshipping the sun and they're not worshipping Allah Azza wa Jalla. And eventually, he brings her to there's a beautiful part here in the surah where this is in ayah number 44, where he tries to bring her to realize that Allah exists. And how does he do that? Well, he makes a hole in his palace. He has a chamber. In that chamber, he has basically a room. And this beautiful room, he puts water underneath and he puts glass over there. And on top of that, and basically when Bilqis comes, she thinks it's water. So she lifts her garment up. And then she steps onto glass and doesn't realize that, wow, what is this? And she realizes that, subhanAllah, Allah exists. How? Because all this while, she thought seeing is believing. She saw the sun, she thought that's it. Whatever I see, that's what I believe. But she didn't see that there's an invisible God between her and the sun that is actually controlling the sun, controlling her. Just as she never saw the invisible glass that is between her and the water. So she believed in Allah Azza wa Jal. And it comes to another set of people at the end that had power, who were like a mafia in the time of Salih alayhi salatu wasalam, and whom Allah Azza wa Jal destroyed in the end because they wouldn't believe in the message. Jazakumullah khair wa akhir da'wana alhamdulillah bil alamin.
ذكر علم ونور الحاملات سنا ونور والرسمات هنا سرور يا حلوى تلك السنين.